Recently, the Papago Indians have started making little figurines out of straw and the bits of cloth that they might have around the house. Historically, I don't think there's any precedent for that in their culture. It's simply something they make to sell to tourists, and they're really rather interesting things. And I bought one at Kitt Peak, which is the best place to buy these things because, well, I want to give you business advice. But at any rate, it was a little, it's mounted on a platform of cholla, and there's two figures. One guy is digging for water, an old man in the desert, digging a hole, trying to find water. And his wife is sitting down beside him, just sort of with a very sour expression on her face, waiting for him to find water. And the person who made it, the name is Chepa Franco, had written around the water hole with pencil and rather shaky letters, "No water." Be sure you got the idea. But I although it's a charming little vignette, like most things, charming. It also they also have their serious side. So I took this little these figures seriously. We must show the man and woman at a dry water hole. He is digging with a stick tied to his arm with black wool, while she sits legs out beside her empty cup, a lump of wood. Their bag of gifts and foodstuffs, a poor balloon, is dropped on the ground. Perhaps they are traveling between one relative and another, between a son and the next crop of corn, blue in the future. Are they sick? Are they old? At any rate, it is out beyond the farms, where the mountains crawl along the edges of a brittle universe, and they in the middle, sweating in their dainty flowered grain sack clothes, carved from saguaro ribs, leaner, sadder than normal, one stooping, stirring, drop-jawed over the hole through the cholla vase, where there is sea sand at the bottom, if one looks, the other awkward, waiting in her shift of birds and red grapes, cross-eyed, angry, wanting water,